It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. It's the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you on this wonderful Monday. Well, I know the weather's going to be warm in Phoenix, and there's golf everywhere. All of our winter visitors are here. Restaurants are full. Golf course parking lots and tee sheets are full. And it's just a wonderful time to be in the bellwether areas. We've had some very cold weather still. It's winter in other places, big winter. But I'm sure Bob, Denny, and Craig Renshaw down in Florida are having some nice weather down there. What's it like, Craig?
Well, it rained all day the other day, but it's nice and warm, and we're supposed to get some rain this afternoon. So, but I can't complain.
Well, they had a little bit of rain after the tournament was over. They were very fortunate at the Players' Championship. And it was coming, and everybody knew it. And I guess it was a big downpour storm. But saw it on TV during their wrap-up or what have you. And I want to thank three companies right now. I have my brand-new Exotics golf clubs that came in from Tour Edge. I'll be doing an unboxing where I open up the boxes and I talk about the golf clubs. I'll be doing that probably this Saturday for, you know, it's going to be, you know, 5 or 8 minutes. I may have a guest on with me to do that. But those came this past week, and I can't wait to get them out and get them in play. And, of course, they're going to be television camera clubs as well. My new bag is not here yet, but it's on the way. So I want to thank Tour Edge. And if you're interested in Tour Edge, folks, and you should be, you want to go see all of their different clubs and the new Exotics and Hot Launch Ball. The new Exotics and Hot Launch Golf Balls, they're wonderfully priced. They're excellent balls. I've had several reviews done by people that I know that are avid golfers. And I have my review finished. And I'm sending all that over to Tour Edge here pretty soon. I know that the ball plays well, it spins well, it feels great on the putter, which is important for me because I love to putt, and I'm excited about Tour Edge. You want to go to touredge.com. Very quickly, I also want to thank Ashworth Golf Apparel. You want to go to Ashworth Golf Apparel and find out all about their spring line. Check out all their wonderful golf shirts and pants and the sweaters and the vest and the outerwear. Everything at Ashworth Golf Apparel, folks. I absolutely love wearing Ashworth Golf Apparel, and I've had so many compliments on it, especially last week. Two different outings where I did videos, one of them at the Ford Championship LPGA Media Day. Two or three people commented on my Ashworth Golf Apparel. And one person said, Ashworth is back, I heard. And I said, you bet they are, in a big way. So you want to go to Ashworth Golf Apparel and get yours today. And then I want to thank Squares. They have sent me my new Speed Spikeless. I wore these the other day, and I'm telling you, they are very comfortable. They really are a comfort shoe, although they are a high-performance golf shoe. And we'll be talking about that a lot more as I wear the Speed Spikeless. And, of course, you want to go to squares.com. All right, guys, let's get going. Mr. Craig Renshaw, what about this guy named Cam Young? He finally came through. He's right here on my broadcast studio monitor right now talking, doing his long, very long wrap-up interview. I was surprised at how long those two interviews really were yesterday. But I was able to watch most all of the tournament. And And then the wrap-up interviews with Cam Young. What about this young man? 28 years old, and he's got a lot of interesting things about him that were revealed yesterday.
He's showing that he can play well in high profile events. I mean, he's got three top fives in majors.
Yeah.
He's got a undefeated record in the Ryder Cup. He's won twice in, 8 months. And they were fairly big events. One was the last one was the Wyndham and then the Players. So he's showing that he's able to perform under the toughest conditions, and he hit some, really good solid golf shots yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see if he's able to enjoy this and regroup and see how he performs at the Masters here in a little bit. He's played well at there before. He's either a top 10 or he's been cut, but he has some nice events there. So if he can regroup, get his head screwed on again after this big win and do it, it'd be nice to see what he can do in a month.
Well, he made some comments about Augusta. Bob, let me get your opening take on Cam Young and his victory before we get to the details.
Well, I've watched him come up through the ranks while working for the PGA of America. I got to meet his father often, who was a PGA rules official, a former PGA rules official, a former head professional at Sleepy Hollow in on Long Island, and I couldn't be happier for the guy who came so close, eagling the last hole 4 years ago at St. Andrews to finish second behind Cameron Smith in the Open Championship. This is a guy that yesterday, to me, when he was missing putts, he wasn't missing them by much. And that was important out there. And he came through it, just like Craig said, on the stretch, the final stretch. Couldn't be, like I said, couldn't be more happier for this young man.
Well, I was very happy for him too, and he's an interesting rising star. Obviously, he's won the biggest tournament because he's only won twice, but this is obviously a big victory for him. $4.5 million, by the way. I'm interested that the tour wanted to make sure that their winner's share of the players was more than any LIV golf event or any other event. Craig, what do you make of that?
I'm sorry, Ray, you cut up there. I didn't get that last part.
I said I was interested to see that the PGA Tour wanted to make sure that their purse, the winner's share, was more than any LIV event or any other event. 4.5 million. I can't wait to hear your comment.
Well, I mean, it's what they're going to do, and it's a large event. It's the biggest event the PGA Tour runs. I mean,
It is.
it's bigger. I think it's bigger than, at the end of the year. So I it's fine. I have no problem. Somebody's got to be the largest prize money of, somebody's got to have the title. So it might as well be the Players' Championship. So that's
Well,
fine
it
by me.
is. It's their signature event of the
Yeah.
entire year, and it is, I
Right.
think it's bigger than the playoffs and the Tour Championship and all of that. Bob, what do you make of it?
Sure, it's in their backyard. They spend millions of dollars on their facilities to get ready for it. They prep that course more often than Leonardo da Vinci prepped the Mona Lisa. They make it as I think diabolical as possible. And yesterday, on a night and a day when one battle after another wins the Oscar, the Players Championship course, the TPC Sawgrass, won its Oscar.
Well, there's no question. The course is beautiful. There's drama there. I thoroughly enjoyed watching the event. It was definitely white knuckle there at the end. You look at 16, 17, and 18, maybe not any three tougher holes in golf. I mean, you've got the Bear's Trap, you've got, Amen Corner, you've got different difficult spots in golf courses all over the world. But I would say that those three, I have to agree, are the most testing of three holes out there. Craig?
If it's windy, yes. I don't think those holes played that difficult coming down. Yes, the greens are firm, and don't get me wrong. It's a fair test coming down. But that golf course used to be, I think, a lot tighter than it is now. And when you see, Cam hit a 370-yard drive, which was perfect, don't get me wrong. But That 18 doesn't play that difficult a hole when you got to play driver sand wedge.
Well, Cam Young made it look easy because look what he did. He hit a 375-yard drive. I mean, he just launched that thing. And so, yeah, and in the fairway, too. So he's one of the best drivers out there. He has Rory-like talent with a driver. And not much out of Rory, not anything really much out of Scottie Scheffler, not really factors. Your three guys were Cam Young, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Obert. And, you know, there were other players there. Sepp Straka was finishing up at 10 under. My heart went out to him when he hit that weird shot. Did you see him hit that weird shot in the water there at the end, Bob?
Yeah, I saw that one.
And it hit a bird.
Yeah.
And it bounced down onto the railroad tie. And they were commenting, hey, it could stay in, and then it rolled back into the water.
He didn't do what he did, what excuse me, what Matt Fitzpatrick did by just playing it very safe to let it roll. He let it roll farther out of the pine needles, and that's what cost you. But back to what Craig was saying, the wind had everything to do with that. And then also something else that people may have forgotten in the early preps on Sunday, they put in pin placements in different places than they had in previous Sundays, especially 18 on the top of the
Especially
crown,
18. Yep.
the top of the crown.
Well, and Cam Young said he was nervous about that putt. You know, on 18, said I was more nervous about that than anything because it sits up there on that crown. So everything he did was pretty much correct yesterday, and everything that Oberg did, certainly the back nine, was not correct. And he's certainly one of our, I know Bob, he's your favorite player. He's one of
Well,
my favorite players. I interviewed him in Rome 2 years ago.
let's qualify that. He's my favorite to watch right now because of
Okay.
his trajectory and his pace of play is wonderful. I love
Yeah.
that. I love that. But he made some major mistakes off the tee. He couldn't hit a fairway. You got to hit a fairway on that golf course.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you can't be going in the water all over the place, in the water twice. Fitzpatrick, he had his issues. I listened to Paul McGinley. I really like Paul McGinley. He has a perspective on the game. It's a very European perspective, but I love his commentary. I really do. And he said, there's an old saying in horse racing, but then he likened it over to golf and said, you don't follow up a bad shot with a mistake. And I want you both to comment on that. I don't know if you heard Paul McGinley say that last night, but he did. And the bad shot was the drives. And then following up with a mistake was going for it, and nobody else tried to really go for it on that hole. And when you hit a bad shot and then you follow it up with a mistake, it many times means you're in a hurry. And that's where I'm headed with this part of the comments today. And Brandel talked about him being in a hurry. About when he's in a contention position and under a lot of pressure, he gets quick. He likened it to be on a bullet train. He didn't know, you don't know really where you are. That's called proprioception. And he even likened it to early Tom Watson. So I liked that 10 minutes of commentary. I couldn't watch all of it, but I did watch a few minutes and I caught that part of it, which I thought was very valuable. And he has not matured to the point where he can slow down, take a breath, and put himself back into his routine. Craig, I'm going to go first with you, but Cam Young said that he was able to make it through the nerves and the pressure because he looked down at his feet all day to tell him where he was. How fascinating. I never heard of that. Greg, what about Oberg being in a hurry?
Well, I think all players struggle with timing when things are off, whether it's hurry, whether it's slowing down. He's struggling with closing and winning tournaments. He had a nice lead. He was winning. It's an event that it's a big one. It would have been a nice step for him to accomplish, very much just like Cam Young. It would have been a nice little thing to put a little, flower in his cap and be able to take it to the next level, which people are expecting of him. But it just wasn't his day. He made some questionable decisions, and I agree with Paul. When you make a mistake, you don't want to make a bad decision, and he made a couple of those. But toward the end, he was a few back, and he's trying to make some things happen, and it just wasn't his day, and it's a shame.
It really wasn't. And what about it, Bob? Following a bad shot with a mistake.
Yeah,
And he did that.
I've seen that happen, and no more magnified than it was at Wingfoot with Phil Mickelson and Montgomery in the Open Championship, U.S. Open. But I think that that's Tennessee. He's got a quick routine. He's got on the outside, he's got that perpetual smile, which belies probably what is churning inside of him.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of markers that any player goes through to try to calm themselves down, to slow down. Sometimes they have a caddy that can help them slow themselves down. Others don't. Okay, but that's one thing I noticed about Mr. Oberg. He's got the talent. He's gonna win one. He's gonna win a regular major. He's gonna definitely do that.
I think Oberg will win a major, and I think that Cam Young is going to win another one. And he made some comments that were very interesting. I'm not sure if the tour really was thrilled about this comment, and he made it a couple times, two or three times. Do you know which comment I'm talking about, guys?
I do not.
He said the Players was a great event. Proud to win it. Golf course, wonderful. A big test of golf. There's no place better to warm up for the Masters. It's a great warm up for the Masters. I don't know if they really like that comment too much. Do you, Bob?
Well, he's got what? Just over 4 million in his pocket now. He can walk out the door and say, "Thank you, folks. That was a great experience."
Well, his caddy gets 450,000 unless they have some other kind of a deal. So yeah, he does walk with 4 million. Of course, he's got all of his expenses and the rest of his team, and he's got to pay taxes and all that. So these guys don't get 4.5 million. He probably ends up with about maybe 2.5, which is still a load of dough.
Can I read you a little nugget related to the Players? This is it. Should it become, if it does, out of the world blue, and the golf industry decides this one and makes it a major. Okay, there's 13 who have won this tournament who have not won a regular major. Calvin Peet, Jack Nicklaus gets three more on his tally. Tiger gets two more. Rory, Scottie, and Davis Love get two each, and Fowler gets one more. So you'll have to go back and recalibrate all the majors on a person's resume if they go ahead and do this in the years that to follow. But
But they don't make it
my
retro.
point is, how many people remember Craig Perks?
Yeah,
Okay.
I do. He's been on the show 20 times.
Okay. How many off the street remember Craig Perks and what he did to win that
No,
golf tournament?
nobody.
He chipped in twice on the
Yeah, I
last three
remember that.
holes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
And
Yep.
Tiger looks at it. Tiger presents him the trophy and he says, "Wow, you were something today, you know?" And so, like, completely mystified. Perks goes off into history. Okay.
Right.
There's a lot of people who win majors that go off into history. They're one-time Charlies. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. That was their moment. But my point back to this, March is major. Well, that's wonderful. March is major. Just see how you do change that whole concept right now. when you come in to a person's career resume.
But here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I don't think they go back and credit you with that major if they turn this into one.
You're
They go
wrong.
from here forward.
You're wrong. They've done it in
Am I really?
every tour. They've done that, especially the women.
Was Nancy Lopez given the British Open as a major?
She has every major under her belt except the U.S. Open. Let me look it for you. Okay, we'll get time.
You know, this is something that I should know, and I'm telling you, I did not think they made it retro because the whole thing is going to change for everybody. Nicklaus gets more majors, Tiger gets more majors. I mean, I don't know how they're going to ever do that, and that may end up being a reason why they don't do it, which I don't think it should be a major. Other players don't think so. Rory made it clear what he thinks. And now we've got Cam Young winning the Players yesterday, saying that it's a perfect warm-up for the Masters, which is
Nancy
exactly what
Lopez,
he's going to do.
Ray, Nancy Lopez did not ever play in the Women's British Open.
Okay. All right, well, that's why she didn't win that's why she didn't win.
They went retro all the way to the title holders. They went retro to the Western Open for
Yeah.
women. So they have to give credit those folks.
Well, I'm going to be very, very, very surprised, and I will certainly be one broadcaster that will, you know, it's a manufactured major if it happens. They're doing everything to push it into a major, and even the players are saying it's not. Some of them. Now, I know that if they do make it a major, there's going to be players like Cam Young that are going to love it. But with that said, it doesn't matter. It's not a major, and we'll just go down the line together. So Craig, I want to hear your comment on him saying, hey, it's great to win the Players, but it's a great warm-up for the Masters, which is what I'm really focused on now. And
Well,
what do you make of that comment?
I think he's absolutely correct. I think they can keep pushing it and pushing it, and I think all they do is get more and more feedback the other way. You got people who cherish the majors much more than their Players' Championship. I'm not saying the Players' Championship is not a great accomplishment. I can't say that it's not something that you can help lead you to take a next step toward more majors, and it gives you credibility. I'm not saying any of that. The Hall of Fame gives you quite a bit of push because they say it counts for quite a bit. We have people with, very few majors, but a Players Championship, and that helps. But it's not. It's a tune-up. It is. I'm sorry to hear that, but Pebble Beach, the signature events are tune-ups for Augusta. They are. It's just what it is. They may not want to hear it. It doesn't mean that it's false, though.
Well, you're looking at the player's perspective, and that's the most important thing. If they consider those events getting ready, tune-ups, what have you, then they are. And that's just the way it is because, well, the players play the event, and it's their opinion that counts as far as their career and what they're trying to accomplish. Cam Young said yesterday he has no goals. No goals. He doesn't set goals. He used to, and he stopped. Then Rory makes a commercial or something, if I'm correct, about setting goals. What about no goals for Cam Young, Craig?
Hey, if it works for him, I think it's great. It's a different perspective. I think you've got a lot of therapists that would disagree with that. But it doesn't mean it's wrong.
No.
It's what works for him. And if it works for him, and in, 10 years, we're talking about Cam Young and he's got four majors and three Players Championships. You know what? He'll be one of the greatest golfers of all time. And he never set a goal. Good for him.
Well, we're going to go out to a quick break right now, and when we come back, Bob and Craig and I are going to talk about the tour CEO, Rolapp, Mr. Rolapp, and he had 6 points that he made this past week, and we will go through that a little bit, but I think most players have goals. I think that Cam Young is a different kind of a person. He revealed a lot about himself, and the questions that he was asked revealed a lot about himself the last couple of days, especially yesterday. But he doesn't really smile that much. One of the media members said, "Why aren't you smiling? You should be so happy right now." And then he launched into a happy explanation about how inside he is very happy, loves his life, loves his family, loves his career, and he's very happy. He said, "My wife would tell you that I'm a happy person," but he just doesn't show it. He's rather, I don't know what word I want to use, but he's very even. He's even less animated than Scottie Scheffler. And he doesn't smile. But he said, "I was nervous inside, believe me. I was nervous." And I think that he is kind of a no emotion person on the outside. But when you win a Players' Championship and you're the star of the tour, at least on that week, that day, I would have thought that he might have at least, but he had everybody there. He was excited, he said, and honored to win the tournament. But he just doesn't show emotion, Bob.
Yeah, he it to the longer stretch of that comment, he's managed his expectations. He's outward emotion is deliberate. Internal approach is to maintain focus rather than a reflection of on his mood. So he's worked on his ability to try and not get overextended on anything and just follow his process, and that's been the best thing. His father is a lot like that. His father isn't a bubbly guy, but a really nice fella. And you have to understand that these guys are, he's a lunch pail man. He goes into it and he walks around like, he's a former hockey kid. He's played a lot of hockey, and he's just a burly grinder out there. And boy, did he get his driver in the last few years into a position of being
Unbelievable.
a force. And when he has that slow takeaway and then a downward crunch, boy, he's in perfect posture, just like Rory's in perfect posture.
All right, when we come back, maybe Craig comments on that driver swing, and then we're going to go into Mr. Rolap's points for the PGA Tour future. We'll be back in just a moment, folks. Make sure you listen to these important messages. They're going to help you with your game. You're going to be very happy that you did. Be right back.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
so good. I feel so good.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on March the 16th. My precious daughter's birthday. Can you believe it? And we say happy birthday to her. And we miss her tremendously. I want to let you know that if you have lower back pain and you have sciatica, one or the other, that you want to go to one of the world's experts. Now, he's written a book, Pain-Free and Confident Golf. You go to his website, golf.painfreeandconfident.com. That's golf.painfreeandconfident.com. We're talking about Dr. Gavin Rutledge. Dr. Gavin has a whole series of programs for you, plus his books. You can go to Amazon and get his book, Pain-Free and Confident Golf. And he has a whole series of steps for you to take that will help you with your lower back problems. He is, as I said, a world's expert, studied many years, has so many different degrees and certificates. He's a very impressive person. I'm going to have him back on the show soon to talk about lower back pain and sciatica, because we certainly know that we golfers all over the world have issues with lower back pain and the game. We've seen too many of the tour pros struggle with those problems. And we know that we do too as recreational players. Golf.painfreeandconfident.com. Okay, we are back. I want to thank Tally Tumbler. You know, Tally Tumbler is such a great product. TallyTumbler.com. This is a wonderful stainless steel tumbler. It keeps your drinks ice cold, piping hot, one or the other. And it has rings at the top of it that will keep statistics and scores in golf, or you can get other games and it will keep those scores, games like tennis and pickleball and other yard games. TallyTumbler.com. It is one of my favorite products from the PGA Merchandise Show a year ago, and they have re-upped their sponsorship with Great American Golf and this golf radio show and television and social media and gift guides and all of that. They'll be everywhere that I do something, and we're going to get ready and get the spring gift guide going. If you want to be in it, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Okay. Greg, what about that driver swing?
The man hits it far. He hits it fairly straight.
That's rare.
It is. You know, I don't think he's up there with Norman and Rory, but, you know, if he can do it for another 15 years, continue to do things like that, he could be considered one of the better drivers we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But he has that ability to just get there and hit the driver. And it looks like it's a club he likes to hit too.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a few of them that can hit the ball very far and somewhat straight. But I'll tell you, the drive that he hit there yesterday was, what did he say? Something about, I want to make this my greatest shot ever. Or the greatest shot I've ever hit. Somebody said something like that about maybe. His caddy is a very special guy, and I guess his caddy is a great player too. And they made their arrangement for a couple tournaments, and then they extended it to four, he said. And now they've done about 20, 22 events. And they've had a good run, Bob.
Yeah, Kyle Sterbinski is his name. And he's done a great job of I think he's just – They're fun between themselves. They're laughing and between themselves, not laughing, but there's definitely some jokes in there, which helps. And he was a professional. Kyle was at Wake Forest, and that was the home school for Cameron and the home school for many others, including Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the leaderboard, 4.5 million, we mentioned 13 under par. He was able to hang on. And then you look at Matt Fitzpatrick, And we haven't really commented on Matt Fitzpatrick, but I mean, he was right there, one stroke off. Xander was right there at 11 under. McIntyre struggled in the end. And who is this person, Sudarshan Yellamaraju? Do we know who he is?
He finished fifth at this year's Players Championship.
Yeah, he did, nine under.
Yeah, he was born in India and lives in Canada.
Have we heard of him coming up and getting a tour card and being invited to the players?
Well, I have not.
I had not heard of him at all.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's his world rank was 145th, so that's why you haven't heard much about him.
Well,
Yeah.
he just got more
Yeah.
famous with his finish. He got
Yeah.
much more well known. There's a Jacob Bridgman. No one really said a whole lot about him. Åberg was the story, shooting a 76. If he could just be four strokes better, he ties for a playoff. Tommy Fleetwood, another tournament. We talked about Sepp Straka. JT had a pretty good tournament, didn't he, Craig?
He did, and he used that, the event to at over at Arnold's to warm up and figure out what he needed to work on, and he tweaked a few things and played better, up at the Players. So we talked about that, and he needed to get out there the week before and figure some things out, and he did that. So good for him.
Do you think that the tour thought this was a dream leaderboard,
No,
Bob?
because Tiger Woods didn't play.
We got Tiger. Yeah, well, okay. There's JJ Spahn down in there. Scotty's way down in there at T22. Victor Hovland, T13 at six under. But you really, I mean, you look at it, Jordan Spieth is there, Patrick Cantlay. I mean, there's all the big names that are there. Ricky Fowler played, Wyndham Clark. I mean, you can go on and on. Rory goes T46, all four rounds in the 70s. Not much happening with Rory. Craig?
No, he putted god awful this week. I believe he was the worst putter on tour that made the cut this week. And they have weeks like this, and Rory's been known to have weeks like this. I think there's a couple. Once again, as Cam said, he's going to use a thing as a tune-up. I don't know if we see Rory again before the Masters. I don't know if we see Scotty before the Masters. I think a lot of these guys are going to take some time off and take 2.5, 3 weeks to get ready. So, it wouldn't surprise me if Rory dives into some stats, make sure his back is nice and healthy after, last week's scare, and then get ready to rock and roll.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Mr. Bob, tell us about Mr. Rolap. What happened on that?
Well, it was a lot of drum roll for a major co conference. There was packed in the new facility at Pontevedra, and basically it was a it's not really qual a nothing burger, but it was something that didn't really have much to the sandwich by the time you walked out of the restaurant. There were six themes that he gave, and he handled everything smooth. 49 minutes, he answered 31 questions by the media, and his themes, and I'm going right down the list. Season structure, 21 to 26 first track events from January to September. Next, consistent fields, approximately 120 players with a cut. Opening the season is a third, starting at an iconic West Coast venue, and you can almost think where that's going to be. Number four is major markets. Compete in bigger cities and markets that we haven't always been there in many years. That would include such as Chicago, for many people thinks, well, that's interesting with the weather and so forth. Number five, promotion and relegation. This is the most interesting to me. Between the first and second tract of events, that word relegation, if people are unfamiliar with it, it means demotion, assignment, forced to move to a lower rank, position, or status.
What an original idea.
Yes, and the sixth theme, enhance the postseason, possibly match play considered during the playoffs. That's the list.
Unbelievable. Go over those one more time, Bob.
I'll just go for the headers without going into the explanations. Number one, season structure. Number two, consistent fields. Number three, opening of the season. Number four, major markets. Number five, promotion and relegation. And number six, enhance the postseason.
Okay, let's drill down a little bit on the season start. What did he say?
The season start January to September. Okay.
Okay, so they're going to stay with the Super Bowl and all of that.
Start the season on the West Coast at an iconic venue. Well, we know where that is.
Are we going to Hawaii?
That sounds more like Pebble Beach to me.
Well, it does. It absolutely does. Or the farmers, which is not the farmers. I don't know.
Number
It's going to be
five is,
fun.
I got to think that Craig and you got to agree that number five is pretty interesting about how that really shakes out for today's and tomorrow's schedules.
Look, I did we really learn much of anything, Craig and
Oh,
Bob?
gosh, no, but we didn't really expect to. I mean, I have more questions. What major markets are they not in? I'm sorry. I just no, I don't feel like no answers. I don't think they have any answers, which we've been talking about now for what, 5, 6 years now? I mean, it seems like. So how is that any different than what we've been hearing from the PGA Tour over that time?
And we're going from what did we used to have? 40 some events out there?
It was in the 30s, in the 30s. The key major markets we're not in right now for the tour is New York City, Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and San Francisco. That was a list that people produced after this.
Okay.
Well, but in fairness to that, that's not necessarily true because a lot of those towns have also decided to they want to be part of the major rotations that a lot of these majors have started doing, obviously, except for Augusta. And they would rather have it a big event once every 4 or 5 years than to have an event every year and destroy the golf course because that's better for the memberships.
That's
There's
true.
just a and they do a rotation in that way too. New York doesn't get a regular tour event. No, but they get the Ryder Cup and they get something, as far as at the end of the year with everything every 3 or 4 years. So it's not like the New York area is being left out of a lot of things. It's just that's a joke to me.
Yeah, the word is consistent, isn't it?
Well, and then he uses the word relegation. What does he mean by that one?
Back to my definition for the listeners, demotion, assignment, forced move to a lower rank, position, or status.
Yeah, I'm sure
Well,
there's a lot
they'll be the second golf league to do that. That's such an original idea.
of.
It seems like everything they do, they try to do it to keep up with LIV. Speaking of which, LIV, real quick, let's take a look at what happened over the weekend. DeChambeau wins in a playoff on LIV in Singapore. So he's back at it again. And how do we do out there on the tour? We have the Ford Championship starting next week. The LPGA Tour comes to Phoenix next week. It is a big deal, and it's going to be at Whirlwind Golf Club at Wild Horse Pass. And as I said, I was there last week for media day. Very impressive. I spoke to the governor of the tribe, and what an amazing facility. And Ford Motor Company is really coming in, doing some things, folks, that you're just not going to believe what they're doing. One of them is they're going to have a Bronco out at one of the holes, and you sign up or whatever to get in a Bronco, and they take you out in the desert, going up and down all the sand dunes, and they end up in the back of the green up on a high point where you have the best view of the green. I mean, who thought of that? What a great idea. What a lot of fun to showcase the Ford Bronco. And they have about 8 or 10 other activations that are going on. interactive things that the fans can do. This tournament is really cool. I love the Ford Championship. I love going out to Whirlwind Golf Club at Wild Horse Pass. People are very nice. All the staff at the LPGA Tour. So I'm making a big deal out of that one. Coming up next week, I'll be out there doing videos and interviewing players and all of that. What else do we have? What's coming up next?
Well, Valspar Championship for the PGA Tour at in Innisbrook Golf Course at Copperhead, which is another difficult golf course.
Yep.
And a lot of people think it's one of the best golf courses in the state here because of its business. And it's also owned by the same group that owns PGA National and Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh, wow. Right there where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, the Colligard Classic, the Champions Tour, comes to La Paloma Country Club in Tucson, Arizona. I've played this course a number of times and stayed there at the resort. Craig, have you played it?
I have not.
La Paloma is a Jack Nicklaus design, and it is tricky. You got to watch yourself. Steven Alker won last year, and it's one of the great events on the tour, I think. And then from there, they head over to Newport Beach. So Champions Tour has some cool things happening. The Ladies Tour, DP World Tour is going to China. And just a lot of golf going on. We're right in the thick of it, ready to start our big championship season because the Masters is on the way. All right, guys, I really appreciate you. I've got a few little messages I'm going to make about Anthem right here where we live and the show emanates from all over the country. But right here in the North Phoenix area, I've got a few businesses that I want to talk about. But Craig, let me give you your last word.
Good event this week. Golf course was difficult. Greens were difficult. I liked how they changed some of the pin positions. And golf season is getting ready to begin. I agree totally with Cam Young. It's a good way. We're going to have some nice events in the next few weeks. And then the Masters starts. So enjoy the warm weather that you're going to have out there in Phoenix and get ready for golf season.
Absolutely. Bob, final word?
Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and I think about 124 years ago, a guy by the name of Bob Jones was born, Bob Jones. And he set the standard, I think, for how to play the game from the amateur ranks all the way up to the highest portions of a career, highest segments of a career. So I think about Bob Jones when I think about St. Patrick's Day.
Isn't that wonderful? Thanks for that nugget. Well, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, I guess they say. I know that my family's all from Northern Ireland in County Down area. And that's the one half of the family. The other half is from a little place called the Kingdom of Fife over in Scotland. So we've got it in us. And yes, we're having corned beef and cabbage with potatoes and carrots and onions for dinner tomorrow night. 100%. I can't wait to cook it. It smells great and it tastes even better. So everybody do have a great St. Patrick's Day. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Craig. Back with you.
Thank you.
This Saturday.
Thank you.
For Great American Golf. Have a great day, guys. You know, there are some businesses in Anthem when I do my Anthem only segment that I always have a smile on my face when I talk about them. And one of the businesses that is back with me as a sponsor is the Legends Bar and Grill. The Legends Bar and Grill is a standard. It's maybe the best, or if not the best, certainly one of the top couple of two or three best restaurants in this Anthem area. It's where all the folks like to go. They have a great adult beverage area. I think you call it a bar if you're so inclined. The food is excellent, all hand prepared. The owners of Legends Bar and Grill live around the corner from me. They're my neighbors. And we thank them so very much for being a part of it. It's right there on Anthem Way in the Safeway parking lot, Legends Bar and Grill. And then I want to thank North Valley Water Solutions. Dave Newham owns this company for many years, where he has every water service that you could possibly think of, whatever you need. And they will come to you with a 24-hour emergency service, from plumbing to misting systems, water purifiers, water heaters, water treatment, anything and everything you can think of. at northvalleywatersolutions.com. And then on top of that, I've got to mention Ziggy's Coffee. They're new with me too. I've mentioned them before, but Ziggy's Coffee is over by Walmart on the west side of the freeway, off of Anthem Way. And you want to go to Ziggy's Coffee because they have a whole bunch of new drinks, both cold and hot. And they've got some fantastic coffee over there. We love it. We always get an extra espresso shot. They even have sandwiches and treats and burritos and things like that. And then they have something called the dirty sodas. They are yummy and they have about 10 different flavors. You can put things in them. They're just yummy. They're iced, they're frozen, and they're afloat. They're just very good. So you want to go to Ziggy's Coffee right here in Anthem over by the Walmart. You can't miss them. They're right next door in the O'Reilly's Auto Parts parking lot together. That is what you want to do. I also want to thank Bobby Boyd. He's part of the North Valley family. His father owns North Valley Water Care, as I just water services, as I just mentioned. But Bobby owns North Valley Car Care, NorthValleyWaterSolutions.com, and North Valley Car Care. What does Bobby do? Car care? Well, you know, he services, he can tow, he does tire repair, accessories, routine maintenance, batteries, and he buys and sells golf carts. All of that is the golf cart service. And it's nvcartcare.com. NV for North Valley, nvcartcare.com. Great companies all right there together. And then one of my other favorite restaurants, I have got to mention, the Pho Legend. Pho, Vietnamese pho noodle soup is just absolutely fabulous. It's so yummy if you're interested in that food. It is simmered with tradition, served with heart, and you can go to Pho Legend AD, Pho Legend AZ.com. Pho Legend, if you're interested in some Vietnam authentic, the owner is from Vietnam, pho soup. And then the final one I want to mention today is Dennis and Lisa Jones. They are award-winning. They'll be on the show soon with us again to talk all about the real estate market and where we are and what's happening. If you don't get their newsletter, it's a big newsletter. It's 3 or 4 pages long. Actually, it's 6 pages long, called North Valley Pride. And you go to dljoneshomes.com. DL for Dennis and Lisa. They are a husband and wife team. Been in the Anthem area and the North Valley area for more than 20 years. They know every pebble, every piece of sidewalk. I mean, they know every shingle. They know every address. They know everything about the Anthem area. They themselves live in the country club area too. DLJonesHomes.com. You'll be hearing from them soon on the show. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for being with me. Oh, I do have one more. Forgive me. I want to add the Homeland Brew Company. I've talked about them so many times and I continue to talk about them. I'm going to get over there soon and get with the owner and we're going to do a little video from over there and we'll post it up. They have a great website. It's Homeland Brew Co. HomelandBrewCo.com. And they are a very family friendly hybrid brewery. They have a craft beer tap room. They're dog friendly. They're kid friendly. They have a play area for the kids inside the restaurant. They have rotating food trucks every evening. They have 20 rotating taps. They have beer to go. Tap room hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 to 9, and Fridays are 2 to 10, as well as Saturday. They're open for lunch from 12 to 10 and Sunday from 12 to 8. This is a fun place. It's on the west side of the freeway over there going near the Walmart area. You want to go to homelandbrewco.com. Homelandbrewco.com. Everything is there you need. They have e-cards, gift cards, memberships. They have a mug club membership. It's just a very cool place. The owners are great, and they say, "Come hungry and stay thirsty." There you are, folks. Thanks for the anthem-only companies that support me, that are sponsors, that are with me. We're going to be doing some posts, and we'll be doing a lot more promotions for the companies here in Anthem, Arizona. But Anthem also means help your economy. Doesn't matter where you live. You could live in Chicago area, the New York area, where we were for the Ryder Cup last fall. You could live down in Orlando, Florida. You could live there in Jacksonville, Florida. You can live way up in Seattle. I could name every city in the country. Wherever you live, whether it be a big city, a small town, a suburban area, make sure you keep your dollars local. Try to make a circle of about 3 to 4 miles, 3 to 5 miles, no more, and go to your doctors and your dentists and your lawyers and your grocery stores and your car repair and all your restaurants, folks, your banks. Everything should be right near your house. It helps the tax base. It helps the charity foundation base. It helps the schools. Make sure that you live your anthem-only way, even though you might live in another city name. And that's why I call it anthem-only, because I live here. All right, folks, have a wonderful week. Get out and play some golf, practice, enjoy, and we'll be back with you this Saturday morning for Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.